Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump, who is under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House Monday. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, is making campaign appearances this week. On Wednesday, he will face off against Senator Kamala Harris of California, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. So far, the coronavirus has killed 210,000 people here in the U.S. and infected nearly 7.5 million across the country. This according to the Johns Hopkins University data. Well, top U.S. military leaders, including General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are self-quarantining after contact with U.S. Coast Guard Vice Commander Admiral Charles Ray, who was tested positive for the coronavirus. Officials have yet to confirm how Ray, who received a positive test result Monday after experiencing mild symptoms over the weekend, was exposed to the coronavirus. A Defense Department official told VOA leaders are quarantining in order to comply with the department guidelines established by the CDC. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is putting himself first at the expense of the country by halting negotiations over a new coronavirus aid package from Congress. Trump announced the move less than 24 hours after he returned to the White House from that three-day hospital stay while fighting his own bout with the virus. Speaker Pelosi has been in talks with the Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin trying to revive a massive new round of COVID-19 aid. Residents and tourists in Cancun, Mexico were evacuated Tuesday as Hurricane Delta strengthened into a Category 4 storm with 145-mile-per-hour winds. Officials warned that residents should have several days of water and food on hand. Tourists who stayed in hotels and rented apartments in Cancun, as well as some local residents, were evacuated to the Cancun Convention Center for shelter. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space in recognition of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of federal troops and emergency personnel are on standby to lend assistance in Mexico at this hour. The Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. Moved Tuesday as the latest example of a tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear that companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day on November 3rd. Well, Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch on Tuesday said it's displeased by what it called Ankara's failure to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In its annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much political power in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has resulted in a poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. The report also said Turkish authorities continue to pressure civil society and aid groups and the media. For Turkey, which began its EU membership talks back in 2005, rejected the commission's criticism, describing them as prejudice. This according to the AP report. And experts from the global chemical watchdog confirmed that the substance used to poison Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was banned from the Russian-style potent nerve agents. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.